Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joined now by the commissioner of the West Coast Conference. Her name is Gloria Navarez to talk about the recently implemented Bill Russell rule, which seems so long overdue, but looking forward to this. Gloria, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Really good. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I mean, Bill Russell. Yeah, go ahead, T.
Yeah, I was going to say Bill Russell's a legend, you know, obviously as a player, but also as an advocate for justice and all communities. How did this come about? I mean, we've heard this on the National Football League level with the Rooney Rule, and it feels like, gosh, obviously, it should be in college. How come nobody else has it, and how did you guys decide to do so?
I can't answer why nobody else has it. I know many folks have kicked the idea around. We have an equity, diversity, inclusion committee that was formed last year, and they had a package of initiatives coming through the system. And we really just, the stars aligned as far as timing. The unfortunate murder of George Floyd happened, and the national passion and outcry over that all occurred the week prior to our annual league meetings. So we immediately reformatted the agenda. We put social justice and, you know, this topic at the top. The EDI committee recommendations were right there at the forefront of our conversations. And on the last day when our presidents met, you know, at the time, everyone had put out really meaningful statements of support. But our president said, look, we really want something that will create lasting and meaningful change. You know, what can we do? And the hiring commitment became our answer. And it was incredible. Something that I would have taken 6 months to a year to craft and adopt, we got consensus on in 2.5 months.
It's amazing.
The entire process, it was just more about how we do it, not whether we can do it.
And I'm sure during those discussions that, as you just outlined, were pretty quick, which led to this, the Rooney Rule was referenced a bunch, I would imagine. How is the Russell Rule different from the Rooney Rule?
It's same in concept. It's a, you know, being intentional, having intention when diversifying your candidate pool in practice. We differ from, you know, in adopting this because we are a not-for-profit entity governed by a board of the 10 presidents of our school. We are in the business of higher education. This aligns so well with our mission and values about educating these young people and providing them holistic educational and athletic experiences in their time here that, you know, our membership was, you know, unanimously on board with this.
Yeah. And okay. Now talk about the relationship with Bill Russell and, you know, what was the conversation with him like when this was broached to him?
Well, you know, after I went fangirl and a little bit speechless for a minute, you know, we'd been kicking around these awful names for what we should call this. And, you know, six words long, the words diversity, hiring commitment, yada, yada. And then one of the guys in our office, Zach Smith, is like, we should call it the Russell Rule. And it just clicked because talk about a person who represents this in the most incredible way. First of all, he's one of the greatest basketball players of all time and, you know, product of the WCC, two national titles at USF, and the first African-American coach of any professional league, not just basketball. I mean, we're a pre-pronounced basketball league, but he broke a barrier for all professional leagues.
And Gloria, he broke a barrier in a city where those barriers were a lot tougher to break, Boston.
Great point. Absolutely. And then, you know, Hall of Famer, you know, breaking that barrier. And just it was such a moment of honor and humility when he agreed to put his name to this. And, you know, I heard from Janine and his representative that this initiative really struck a chord with him. And it gave me goosebumps to think about.
That's a great job.
How it all came together.
Really, you just universally hailed and embraced. It's phenomenal. We'll talk to Gloria Navarez, commissioner of the WCC. So this was a layup for you guys. Conceptually, everybody was on board. Home run, green light, implemented, boom. It's awesome. What's a lot tougher to navigate is the football season. You know, I mean, where are we at? What are we doing? What do you think happens?
Well, you know, the NCAA Board of Governors just announced that we're going to be making those decisions by division. So there are more meetings to be had. But for the WCC specifically, you know, we're unique in that we vie for national titles across all of our sports, you know, not just basketball. We have national title contenders in, you know, cross country, tennis, golf, volleyball. So, and that's why those student athletes pick our schools to go to. While we want to ensure the health and safety of our student athletes, we also don't want to foreclose the ability to compete for those titles. So on the one hand, we're working on trying to get to the playing floor, court, field in the safest possible manner. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, we're keeping an eye on what the NCAA decision is going to be with regard to those national championships.
Yeah, boy, that's tough. I was going to say, Teek, is at your core, you're an educator. I mean, that's what you do. You obviously have different roles leading the conference clearly, but your DNA is of one to, you know, point young men and women in the right direction, guide them and show them the way. And you know, as I've said a few times on the show, Gloria, there's no roadmap, there's no GPS to navigate it. It's a real scary time, and it's depressing. I mean, because we all want this stuff back, and nobody knows where it's going to take us. We're at the mercy of the virus. We really are.
Yeah, and it's frustrating and fatiguing. I mean, how long has it been where our mantra has been, we have more questions than answers?
Yeah.
I mean, you can only model and contingency plan for so long before you just want to bang your head on the desk, you know?
Yeah, no, I believe that. And look, Glory, we know that, you know, the WCC only has one football school, but BYU is independent. And so football in the money that kind of surrounds football is not part of this conversation. We look at the ACC or the Big Ten or the Pac-12 or whatever. There's some monetary conversations. It's not the case with you all. So I ask you, what's your gut on this with the student athletes? It's not about the money that's going to be generated. It's about the opportunity for the kids to be student athletes, but more importantly, their safety. What's your gut on it right now?
Well, point of clarification, University of San Diego has non-scholarship football. They're in the Pioneer League.
Yes.
Where we cover
the Toros.
Yeah.
Nice. The Toros, yeah. Jim Harbaugh coached there.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
But, you know, basketball is our football. And all of our schools and the league office rely on the NCAA distributions, our television contracts, and our sponsorship around that event. But time is our ally for basketball. We still have 14 weeks until basketball season officially can kick off. It's a long season, and so you could do some abbreviation or compaction, you know, unlike some of the fall sports that are really kind of some short seasons. But, you know, number one, health and safety, and we just have to figure out a large batch quick turnaround testing technology or solution. Because that's really the best way to start sending teams around. I feel good right now about bringing student athletes back into the bubble. Data shows that the mental stress on them at home is increasing and mounting. Our African-American student athletes, the data is showing that they're disproportionately impacted negatively in that, you know, not the same level of access to nutrition, medical care, and workout facilities. And, you know, the schools provide all that. But how do we do that safely and cross-pollinate and play against each other?
Not easy.
And that's, yeah.
No, that's not easy. So last question for you, Gloria, before we let you go. We are committed to change. That's your platform for the WCC. It's the Bill Russell rule. Have you gotten any calls from other commissioners of other conferences asking input or advice or hoping that this gets implemented in other places around the country?
I mean, that is our hope. I think that's what really struck Bill about putting his name on this and his call to action and on his social platforms. I've gotten quite a bit of positive feedback, but frankly, I don't know that we've gotten into the tactics because everyone's pretty focused on the COVID reaction to the Board of Governors these last couple of days. But I anticipate that'll be a big conversation nationally going forward.
Yeah. We hope so, for sure, because this is a great initiative. And we appreciate you hopping on with us for a little bit, Gloria. Congrats on this. I think it's fantastic. And other conferences need to follow suit.
That's great. Great initiative, no doubt. And by the way, we'd be remiss if we didn't say this about Gloria. As much as we talk about the Russell rule, the first woman minority, I believe, to ascend to the first Latin American to ascend to the role that you have, which is amazing. And here you are spearheading the Russell rule. I just didn't want to bury that. I didn't say it as I introduced you, and I want to make sure that I got that out there. That's amazing. I mean, it's so this is even more personal for you and probably a little more special, I would imagine.
It really is. And I hope it signals nationally what the league is about. You know, I think maybe we could have had a reputation of being less inclusive. But I mean, this is a statement by all 10 schools at the highest level about what our mission and values embrace about inclusivity and opportunity.
Good chat.
Look at our basketball coach population. And, you know, we're really trying. We're being intentional about moving the needle.
Yeah, well, listen, I don't have to tell you a lot of advice on your job, but I will give you one piece. Don't ever let Gonzaga leave because they bring in a lot of money for you. Make sure Mark Few's got about a 20-year contract, all right?
Yeah, they fit with us.
Yeah, they do.
Gloria, great stuff. Phenomenal initiative. Really good having you on the show. Thank you very much. Gloria Navarro is the commissioner of the WCC. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.